The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's racing on this edition. You'll hear all the action on Racing Radio from 1:35pm with Mick Norton, James Millman and Craig Forsyth in the studio. A superb Saturday in prospect. It's day 5 of Glorious Goodwood, which contains the Nassau Stakes and the Stewards' Cup. There's also racing from Doncaster, Newmarket, Newton Abbot, Thirsk, Hamilton, Lingfield and day 6 of the Galway Festival. Plenty of racing to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio to look ahead to the action is James Millman. How are you, James?
Yeah, not too bad. We've had a good first 3 days, I think, at the meeting, and we've got two more to look forward to. But I think some cracking racing, putting a little bit softer ground than we've been used to as well recently, so we spiced it up a little bit. But a good meeting so far.
It has been, and the ground is drying out as well, isn't it? So
yeah, it's back to good time and places, I think, today. They had 1 mil of rain this morning, but obviously it was so hot yesterday, they'd dry out pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Being a former jockey, before we talk about some of the racing.
Yeah.
You've ridden at Glorious Goodwood before.
Yeah, I had a few rides at Glorious
Goodwood. What's it like at the meeting?
It's not an easy track to ride. I think before the first race starts, the jockeys kind of have a book on how many people are going to get hampered and who's going to get how many days they're going to get, because it's a track where it's very tricky to get a clear run. You'll see lots of horses getting hampered because the camber drags you back on to the inside and you're hampering horses that are coming through. It is a very, very tricky track to ride. You need a good draw. You've got to be drawn low, really. If you're drawn high in the round track, especially, you just got to sit at the back and accept it, or you make the run and go the other extreme. But like we saw yesterday in the Brown Panthers race, sometimes everyone drops in, you get an easy lead up front, and it's hard to peg them back. But definitely a tricky track to ride, and you need a good jockey on your side.
You certainly do. And let's just look back at some of the results from Thursday before we look ahead to Saturday's action, because another good day on Thursday, and the big race was the Brown Panther race that you just alluded to. It was the Goodwood Cup, and he came out on top. Good to see him scoop another big prize, because he dropped off a bit, didn't he, back in the last season?
Yeah, obviously he made a winning reappearance at Pontefract. I think the Dascombe team were pleasantly surprised. He normally needs his debut, and he told everyone that he'd come on plenty, so probably surprised there wasn't more confidence behind him. But the main talking point about the race was the lack of pace. Richard Kingsford had Darren Panther probably in the best position, tracking the clear leader, No Heretic, who's only rated 95, yet he set a very steady pace and he managed to come fifth in the Goodwood Cup of 16, and he had not really entitled to come that close. And I think a lot of horses were too far out of their ground off such a steady pace. And of the first few home, Richard Kingsford certainly gave Darren Panther the best ride, and possibly a little touch flatter due to that. But he certainly deserved to win that, and I think they're going to Irish St Leger next to try and get a great one with him, and then it's off to Melbourne Cup. So interesting to see how he gets on, and I'm personally real pleased with Richard because he's kept the ride again. He got jocked off last year. I see connections in the paper suggested that they made the wrong decision, and saying that was vindicated yesterday when Richard got back on and won a Group 2 on him.
Yeah, good stuff for Richard Kingscott there. One of the other highlights on the card was Wild Coco. She's won the Lily Langtree for the last two seasons now, and she looked a little bit of a cut above the rest in that.
Yeah, she's better than Group 3 class, as you'd expect when they paid $985,000 for her at the back end. Interesting to see where she goes next, because obviously it wasn't the strongest of races. I don't think the three-year-olds are that great at the moment. The fillies are staying trip, but whether she'll stay in her own sex or take on the boys, I'm not sure, but the Irish St Leger's mooted taking on Brown Panther, and she's a very, very classy filly, but she's had a few problems. This is her first return of the year, so I hope she comes out of it all right, but certainly an exciting filly to be involved with.
Yeah, and I suppose we should talk about the other group race on the card while we're at it, the Richmond Stakes, taken by Sayer.
Yeah, impressive success. Ryan Moore riding for Willie Haggis. It's a funny race at Richmond. It's not normally the strongest of two-year-old group races, and it's normally won by a horse that probably doesn't quite reach the top heights, but he's pretty consistent nonetheless. And he ran much better than he did in the Norfolk, set from 5-6. But it's not the strongest of form. I think probably the unlucky one was Figure of Speech, a 2-1 favourite, and Mikhail Barcelona didn't have much room when he wanted the challenge. And I think he may well end up being the best of that race, but whether we've seen a sprinting superstar, I'm not too sure. But I'd say another winner for Willie Haggas. He's in cracking form at the moment.
Okay, and before we move on to Saturday's action then, what's been your highlight of the week so far?
Obviously the Sussex Stakes.
Yeah.
From my point of view, I was disappointed Dylan Approach got beat, because he's a horse I really like. I love his attitude. I think probably Richard Hughes got a tactic spot on Wednesday. I think
it was a great ride, wasn't it?
Kevin Manning ride the race again. He might be quite so quick or whatever, but 2-1, I think all we want to see is another rematch, possibly the QB2 at the back end. But like I say, I don't expect either Jim Bolger or Richard Hannon will be afraid of taking each other on again. But like I say, cracking race, and it lived up to the Jewel of the Downs this time. Like I say, Frankel destroyed Canford Cliffs a couple of years ago, but I think interestingly it was running just as quick a time, I think. So we've got two nice horses to look forward to for the rest of the year, and Tornado's to stay in training next year, which that's always a bonus. And the new owners, it keeps them happy, and I'd say they're big supporters of racing at the moment, and I think that's important.
Yes, and hopefully we'll see them two clashing later on down the line, because it's turning into a nice little series, isn't it?
Definitely. And like I say, the Hannon team have been vindicated by saying he's probably the best they've ever had, and it certainly looks that way at the moment.
Yeah, and they did say that as well very early in his game.
Well, Hughesy said Saturday it still was banker.
Yeah.
The most amazing thing was the price, to be fair. Like, I thought Dawn Approach would win, but I think 11-4, if you're a sensible punter, you would have been backing him at that price, because there's only a short head between them last time or the time before. And that's probably the most surprising aspect of the race, I think.
Yeah. Let's move on then. Let's look ahead to Saturday's racing, because another fine day in prospect at Goodwood. The Nassau Stakes is the feature race. We'll come on to that shortly. But we're going to start in the first race on that card. That's the 205. And this is the Stewards Sprint Handicap. It's a 6-furlong race. It's the consolation for the Stewards Cup. We have betting on site as well at the moment. So if you want to bet, you can. Picture Dealer is the 6-1 favourite as we record this. Enroll is 8-1. That's been backed from 10s as well. Seeking Magic is 10s. Above Standard 11s. Lynx Drive Lady 12-1. Tax Free 14s. Gold Dream 16s. With El Viento and Outdo and Dominate and then bigger prices, 20-1 or bigger the rest. So talk us through your thoughts in this opener then.
Yeah, I think they got the market spot on. Picture Dealer, I did have my reservations about him, but I think the last two starts he's looked a different horse. He was very impressive in winning at York off the same mark as what he runs off on Saturday. Georgie Baker got in a little bit of trouble. He didn't extricate him quite quick enough, so he probably ended up winning a shade cozy than what the actual distance was. The handicap has put him up another £4. I think he's an improving sprinter, and he's probably more inexposed than some of the other in the opposition. Obviously Enroll didn't quite scrape into the Stewards Cup top weight in the consolation. Disappointed last time, but earlier sprint handicap form gives that every chance, and that's everything. I think the market's got it pretty spot on, and Picture Dealer would be my selection.
Okay. Picture Dealer for you, Enroll being backed as well, so
yeah, not surprised. It always seems to be money comes for this horse. Like I say, I thought my connections are a little bit disappointed it didn't quite sneak in the main race, but it's a £35,000 prize. It's still worth winning in its own right.
Certainly is. The 315 then, this is the feature race. This is the Nassau Stakes. It's part of the British Champion Series. It's a Fillies Group 1 contest over nearly a mile and a quarter, isn't it? And we'll go through the betting here, because this is a great racing prospect. Sky Lantern, the 2-1 favourite. That's been back from 5-2. Integral, 11-2. Just the Judge, 7s. Saj Hart, 8s, has his hot snap. Just Pretending, 12s. Ambivalent, 16s with Winzilly. Beatrice Aurora and Thistlebird are both 20-1. And then 25-1 or bigger the rest. Take your pick of top class fillies here, isn't it?
Yeah, cracking field of 15. Normally we're always single figure fields, probably 6 or 7. And it's an interesting race. Again, Sky Lantern's been given a poor draw. She's out in 13. Obviously she overcome it in the coronation. I think she won 15 of 15 that day. But around good with it, it's not easy, and Hughes gonna have to produce a great tactical ride to get her home in front. I think she was unlucky myself in the Falmouth. I thought that Elusive Kate was always taking her ground, and the fact that horse was always a head up, it just didn't give her the momentum to get past. And I think she was unlucky, and that form was boosted again at the weekend, Elusive Kate following up in Deauville. Clearly the form horse. Market's got it about right at 2-1, but like I say, Hughes has got to negotiate another bad draw, and things might not work out quite so well on this occasion as it did at Ascot. It's a more competitive race. Integral, obviously interesting. She only had the two starts for Sir Michael and Ryan Moore. Drawn one, she's got a good draw. As long as she's out quick, she's not going to be easy to beat. And another one I like at bigger price is Hot Snap. She actually beat Sky Lantern in the Nell Gwyn on her seasonal return. disappointing in the Guineas, but she'd been given 90 days to recover from that. And when I saw her at Newmarket in the Nell Gwynn, she was an unfurnished filly. Like, I didn't think she'd be quite ready to win that kind of race. I was surprised by her performance. I think she's all right. Obviously, she's a half sister to Midday.
Mm-hmm.
She's won this race 3 times. I'd imagine Connections have got her spot on. I think 8-1, she's a nice each-way bet. Drawn 5, a nice draw, but Sky Lantern are most likely winner, but it's not going to be easy.
Mm-hmm. One thing about Sky Lantern, do you think the bigger field and the more, the faster pace is definitely going to suit Sky Lantern?
Yeah, definitely. Like, nothing really went her way in the market, but she never really had a chance to get upsize Lucy Kate because she was always taking her ground. But like I say, the effort was boosted by that one's form, and Lucy Kate herself is a solid Group 1 form anyway, and it's no lost no case in defeat. But I'd like to see the Sky Lantern win, but like I say, it's not going to be an easy task tomorrow.
Okay. The 350 then is the final race we're going to look at. This is the Stewards' Cup. It's a heritage handicap over 6 furlongs, a big sprint handicap to look forward to. Plenty of runners in the lineup as well, 28 of them declared. And at the top of the betting, as we record this, is Tropics, who's 8-1. York Glory is 9s. Racy 11-1. Hawkeye the New 12s. Dinkum Diamond and Shropshire are both 14-1. Hoofit is 16. That's been back from 20s. Rex Imperator is also 16-1 with Louis the Pious and Ninjago. Heaven's Guest and Harrison George also 16-1. And then 20-1 or bigger the rest. 8-1 the field. Competitive, as you'd imagine.
Yeah, as always. Draw's going to be crucial. I think before the race, it's going to be quite hard to predict which side's going to come on top. Obviously, the consolation race early on in the card's going to give us a good idea where the best ground's going to be. Tropics, I think he's a worthy favourite. He's a horse I've always liked. Dean Ivory's done a brilliant job of his ex-Godolphin cast-off. He was a £700,000 yearling, but he never actually ran for Godolphin in 3 years. And Dean Ivory picked him up for just £2,500, and he's turned into a revelation.
Yeah, looked like a bargain, didn't it?
He's a proper bargain. And he hit the front soon enough at York last time, and he held on by a short head, but he's rapidly improving. Ups and downs is the only slight question mark. And it's obviously it's quick enough. York was last weekend. So I'm going to have to probably go elsewhere. And I was probably going to take a chance at a price at Hoofit. I'm sure Mick Easterby has got him kind of spot on for this race. He's booked Kieran Fallon. Lightly raced in recent years. He only had 3 runs in the last 2 years. But money's come for him. I think that's key. The Easterby team do like a gamble as well. And if they've got him spot on, he was a very, very useful sprinter in his younger days. And I think still a mark of 1-1-2 is not insurmountable, but it's a cracking race. I think anyone of 5 or 6 could win. York Glory obviously won a big race at Royal Ascot, not been seen since. He can be troublesome in the stalls. Everything's got to go right with him, so probably single figure odds. You're taking a chance, but fascinating race, isn't it? And it's one to watch. And like I say, I've had my each way bet on Hoofit.
Okay, a previous winner, of course, won it in 2011, drawn 18 on that occasion, drawn 19 on Saturday, and one off 10 stone and runs here off 9 stone 12, so he'd be capable if he can reproduce that.
Definitely
kind of
capable. Like, his return was disappointing 3 weeks ago. I would have liked to see him run slightly better, but market money, I think that's quite significant. Like I say, Fallon's booked. He sounds quite bullish whenever the Easterbys are interviewed, so like I say, he'd be 16-1. I think he's an each way bet. I think he'd be in the 4 and hopefully he might get a winner.
Okay, good stuff. Let's have a quick summary, if you will, James, before you go, if you'll just spin us through your selections for Saturday one more time.
Yeah, we've got Picture Dealer in the first, Gary Moore flying at the moment, should take all the beating. We're going to go with Hot Snap each way in Nassau Stakes. I just think the draw could be costly for Sky Lantern, and in the Stewards' Cup, Hoofit is a selection.
Fantastic, thank you very much. Enjoy on Saturday.
Brilliant, thank you.
So there you go then, the thoughts of James Millman on Saturday's racing at Goodwood, the fifth day of glorious Goodwood. We also have racing at Doncaster, Newmarket, Newton Abbott, Thirsk, Hamilton, Lingfield and Galway, day 6 of the Galway Festival there. So plenty of racing to look forward to on Saturday. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:35 PM. James will be in the studio. He'll be joined by Mick Norton and Craig Forsyth. So tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy a superb Saturday of racing.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.